Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree command from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, House of Bread, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, who was pledged to be his wife, who was great with child. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were completed that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in baby cloths, and laid him in a manger feed trough, because there was no room for them in the inn. 40:38-4 BC. And there were in the same country shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord stood above them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, because listen, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all people. Because to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you, you shall find the babe wrapped in baby cloths, lying in a manger feed trough." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." And it came to pass, as the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even to Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they quickly came, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger feed trough. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all those who heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told to them. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, Jehovah Saves, who was so named by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, when Jesus was 40 days old, they brought him to Jerusalem, to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, or 2 young pigeons. And there was a man in Jerusalem, whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the comforting redemption of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word, because my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, non-Jews, nations, and the glory of your people Israel.' And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said to Mary his mother, 'Indeed, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yes, a sword shall pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.' And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, who did not leave the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise to the Lord, and spoke of him to all those who looked for the redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew, and grew strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey. And they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass, that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors of the law, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, Son, why have you dealt with us in this way? Indeed, your father and I have sought you sorrowing. And he said to them, How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? And they did not understand the saying which he spoke to them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man.